This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Representative Cheney loses her leadership. That story right after this short message.
Challenge your church to live out God's love by equipping families in the developing world with clean water. It's as simple as walking or running World Vision's Global 6K for Water on May 22nd from wherever you are, individually or together. Every registration fee helps one person get lasting access to clean water. So every step you take is one they won't have to. Host a Global 6K and get your church on mission for clean water. Change the world at worldvision6k.org/charisma.
Daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, Wyoming House Representative Liz Cheney has been removed from her powerful party position. The decision was made in a private meeting that lasted less than 20 minutes, where the Republican lawmakers voiced their vote to replace Representative Cheney from her third highest ranking position within the party. Representative Cheney was on a fast rising career path within the party but fell out of favor after her repeated criticism of former President Trump's claims of election fraud. In a 4-minute verbal assault on her fellow GOP members, Cheney addressed a practically empty House chamber, saying that, "Remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar. I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy." It became apparent that her time in party leadership would be coming to an end when House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and No. 2 Leader Steve Scalise aligned themselves with pro-Trump Republicans. New York Representative Elsie Stefanik is purported to be taking Cheney's place as the No. 3 leader. Stefanik became the youngest woman ever elected to Congress at age 30 in 2015. She has a more moderate voting record but has become a strong ally to President Trump. As the Republicans position themselves for the upcoming midterm elections, they hope to regain control of the House in 2022.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.